Time now for Engaging with the Enemy. This week on Engaging with the Enemy, we're going to chat with Montreal Alouettes receiver Sam Giguère. Sam, thanks for joining us.
Hey, my pleasure.
So we'll start off with a couple of football questions for you here. Obviously, a tough season in Montreal. How does a veteran team like the Alouettes deal with a season that's gone this way?
It's been tough, you know. We've had a lot of adversity, a lot of obstacles to overcome throughout the season, and it's been tough. But like you said, we're a veteran team. We have guys that have been through similar situations before, and you know, we're a resilient bunch, and we continue to show up every day, work hard at practice, and we try and get better. And you know, that's really all you can do.
Now, obviously, the big storyline coming into this game is Darian Durant returning to Saskatchewan. How's he doing this week with the return?
Well, we were on the field today, and he looked good. You know, we're just 48 hours out of our last game, so everybody's still a bit tired. But no, preparation is good, and I think Darren is looking forward to this game.
Now, how does a team prepare for games like this, knowing that in 2 weeks the season's unfortunately over?
I mean, we're professionals. That's what we get paid to do. So, you know, we don't need extra motivation. Me personally, every game, whether it has playoff implications or not, to me is important. And I want to go out there and do my best. And at the same time, you know, we're really starting our next season. And you know, we're trying to turn things around right now. We're trying to find solutions right now and find some chemistry offensively and you know, get some momentum going before the season ends, so that it's something to build upon when the next season starts.
All right, so enough of the boring football questions. We'll have the fun questions now. If you could listen to only one artist or band for the rest of your life, who would you pick?
Oh, okay. Yeah, that is a difficult question. Wow, one band. I don't know, maybe the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Good choice.
So you say you've got the day off, no real adult responsibilities. How does Sam Giguère spend his day off?
I mean, it depends what time of year it is, you know. I got two kids now, so there are really no days off anymore. But I mean, if we're in the off season and it's springtime or almost springtime, I'll probably be boiling some maple syrup behind my house.
What is the best meal you've ever had, or one that you could eat over and over again and never get tired of?
Over and over again. I don't know, a good burger, I don't get tired of that easily.
So do you have any secret or hidden talents that people might not know about you?
Secret talents? No. I don't know if people know. I'm also on the Canadian bobsleigh team. So that's something I like to do, and I don't know if it's a talent or not, but it's something I enjoy.
And if you weren't a professional football player, what would you be doing with your life?
That's also a good question. I'd probably be bobsledding full time, or if not, then I studied in accounting, so maybe I'd be an accountant.
Now, I do have to ask, how does one decide at one point in their life that they want to go 100 miles per hour down a sheet of ice in a bobsled? How does that come about?
Well, it's always something I wanted to do growing up, you know, watching the Winter Olympic Games on TV. It always it always looked like a fun sport to me, at least. And yeah, I always wanted to give it a try. And so a few years back, I was recovering from an injury. I had been released from a team in the NFL, and so I was kind of at a crossroads and know if I want to play football again or, you know, do something else. So I contacted Bobsleigh Canada and asked them if I could try the sport, and so they invited me over to Calgary, and you know, it turned out I really enjoyed it and wanted to keep going.
So say you win the Lotto Max this weekend, after you've done all the responsible things with the money, what's the first luxurious thing you buy?
Probably a new car. You know, my car is getting old. It's about 10 years old and going over 250,000 kilometers. So yeah, I'd probably buy a new car.
Well loved then, hey? Do you have a dream car?
Dream car. Yeah, you know, just something that goes real fast.
I can say, please don't say a minivan for the kids.
No, that'd probably be my wife's choice. You
know? If you could drop everything right now and go on a road trip, where would you go?
I'd probably drive down to all the way down to the southern tip of South America, you know, Argentina, Ushuaia, Tierra del Fuego, you know, all the way down, and just start driving until I reach the very end.
So we have a segment on our show here called the Hottie Bowl, CFL Hottie Bowl. Think of it as the Pro Bowl, but for the good-looking players in the league. How do you feel about having been picked last year?
Well, I'm flattered. I don't know. I don't know what else to say.
You could thank your parents for your rugged good looks, and
yeah.
All right, so we have a lightning round for you. So answer these as just rip them off as quick as you can.
Okay.
Coke or Pepsi?
Coke.
Cookies or cake?
Cake.
Salty or sweet snack?
Salty or what?
Salty or sweet snack.
Oh, sweet snack.
A Mac or a PC?
Mac.
Domestic or imported beer?
Domestic.
Coffee or tea?
Coffee.
Favorite season?
Oh, that's a tough one. But I'll go with fall.
Favorite holiday?
Christmas.
Favorite junk food?
McDonald's any day.
Biggest fear in one word?
Biggest fear in one word. Spiders.
And finally, last one for you is the most important one. Dogs or cats, and why?
I'll say dogs. I like cats too, but yeah, I think there's more fun to be had with dogs.
Well, Sam, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate you joining us today.
All right, thanks for having me.